Is that a ballad you have in mind?
Have you ever heard a hymn called a ballad? Okay, so they're two distinct things then. A person going to church has a flat tire. So he might say, oh goodness, church will be over, what, I get there?
Before.
Okay. God's adversary is Satan, or who?
The devil.
Okay. Do you know any familiar or jocular terms for the devil?
Well, there are a great many, old Nick, and I'm trying to think of synonyms too fast. Old Scratch is another one.
Okay.
You ever read that story, Daniel Webster and the Devil?
You know, that sounds very familiar.
That's
but
a good story. Short story.
I think
he called him Old Scratch. Yeah. Old Nick, said.
Well, now, are these literary terms, or the people in Elbert County use these?
Well, mostly that's used here. You see, I'm turning referred to as the Devil.
What's a hobgoblin that children might be scared with? You might say to your child, you better behave, although something will get you.
Well, they say, you say a boogeyman will get you, but I don't think they say that anymore.
Well, now, is a boogeyman the same thing as the devil, or is a boogeyman different?
No, he's just something. I don't know if it's any definite thing. It's something to be afraid of.
Okay. What do you call things that are supposed to come out at midnight and disappear at dawn? Somebody might be afraid to walk through a cemetery at night because of...
Well, locally we call them hants.
Okay. And what do you call a house where these things might live?
Hanted house, not haunted.
Okay. Are there supposed to be any hants in the area?
Oh, there are plenty of them everywhere.
Have you ever seen one?
No, I'm, like the nigger said, I don't believe in them, but I sure am scared of them.
Well, have you heard any good ghost stories you could tell me?
Well, I haven't written a good many of them, but I... don't recall them right now, just talking to them. I knew one nigger couple here, they had it down pretty pat. One could smell hants but couldn't see them, the other could see them but couldn't smell them, but they didn't miss me the hands.
I guess they did. Well, you call them hants instead of hants?
Hants.
Hants.
H-A-U-N-T, leave out, you had put an apostrophe there, you see.
Uh-huh.
Hant.
Well, have the hands around here ever done anything bad? Or
no,
do they just scare people?
They'll scare people, yes. Run them off from home at night, stuff like that.
On a fall afternoon, it might be, well, maybe not cold, but it might be sort of getting that way. So you might say, I think I'll put on my sweater because it's getting what cold?
Getting what? You want to use the word cold?
I want some modifier for cold.
I would say sort of cool.
Okay. I'd prefer not to go.
I'd rather not go.
Okay. Suppose you're greeting a person when you're especially glad to see him. You might say, I'm what glad to see you?
Well, I had to use that last night before last. I just said mighty glad what I said.
Okay. I'll turn this off.
Hello?
You say in strong affirmation of something. If you wanted to say something stronger than yes, what would you say?
Well,
if somebody says, will you do that for me, you might say, well.
Well, I'd say I certainly will or something okay. Like that, yeah.
If somebody says, can you do something, and you can, you might say, well, what can? Would you say,
I certainly can.
Okay. When are yes sir and yes ma'am used?
Only slightly anymore.
Well, what do you think, what are the rules? What did you teach your children about sir and ma'am?
Well, if they were speaking to an older person, they said sir and ma'am, and they still do.
Mm-hmm.